Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cabin Mitchell Radio program. And if you want to be on the show, give me a call, 254-697-6633. Before I have the Colonel continue on, I want to reiterate the word of the day and the quote of the day, because here's what we're giving. Ma's Place has a $40 gift certificate to Ma's Place, but to
that's
get
four meals almost at the price that she quoted, $7.49 for the special.
In my hand, I'm holding a lot of food for $40, right? Isn't that right, Colonel?
It is.
A lot of food. So here's the deal. One person calls with both answers, you get it. If not, you only get one or the other. We got something else we can give you as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, write the quote down and the word, just Google it.
The word of the day is horrify. It's a verb filled with horror. Shock greatly comes from the headline. People standing for national anthem horrifies progressives in viral video. We're going to be talking about this, by the way. This feels so dystopian. So the word is horrify. Call, put it in a sentence. Colonel?
All right. Everything you read in the media is absolutely true, except the rare event of which you have personal knowledge. And that's Knowles' Law of Accuracy. Oops, I gave it away partway, so all you got to do is get his first name.
Okay, number 254-697-6633.
Now let's talk about the land further north, which is now the United States. God kept the Europeans busy with their little wars and religious uprising that now is called the Reformation. Gutenberg movable print had made publication of the Bible possible, as some Protestants had the gall to want to read the Bible for themselves. This was not the way of the European state churches, so they persecuted the Protestants. The Protestants fled from country to country, and then some of them decided to go to a new land and start a colony of religious and personal liberty in 1620. Just before this, the British Overseas Company tried to start a settlement in Jamestown around 1607. The settlers in Jamestown were good British subjects, used to the king owning everything, and the caste system of workers and supervisors. Now, both groups, upon their arrival in North America, tried common ownership and pooling of all production and redistribution based upon need and availability of anything, or the need and availability of anything to share. This was socialism, and in Jamestown, it worked so well that over 400 of 480 settlers starved to death one winter. The Protestants up north at the landed at Plymouth Rock created the Mayflower Compact based upon biblical principles, and they tried socialism also. Half starved the first winter. So they went to private ownership of land, and they kept what they produced on their land. A sevenfold increase in productivity resulted. Thanksgiving was started a few years later. Now let's jump ahead about 150 years to the heritage of modern America. America's godly heritage and the Declaration of Independence by David Barton is my source. Over half of the 56 founding fathers who assembled in Philadelphia to write the Declaration of Independence were graduates of seminaries or religious schools. After the Declaration was signed, they rang the Liberty Bell. The bell was so named because of Leviticus 25:10 inscription upon it. And it said, "Proclaim liberty throughout the land to all the inhabitants thereof." Now, after the Declaration was signed, Dr. Rush leaned over to John Adams and asked if he thought we could defeat Britain. Adams confidently replied, "Yes, if we fear God and repent of our sins." 12 years later, when the group assembled again for the first session to write the Constitution, at the request of Franklin, they opened with a two-hour prayer. Virtually every one of these 55 men were members of the Orthodox Christian churches.
I'm lacking. We only do, like, what, a three-minute prayer, Colonel?
Yep. And this was not your typical prayer. This one, I think Adams was said, quoted to have said, it's worth riding a horse for 3 days to get to it. Now, let's talk a little about the father of our nation. There is a well-documented and little-known, thanks to the socialist government system, that is, history of George Washington as a military leader. In early America, the Western frontier was claimed by both France and Britain. The episode that I'm going to relate happened during the French and Indian War from 1753 to 1763. Write it down. There's going to be a test. Most of the Indians joined the French, and the American settlers joined
there,
the British side. Barton didn't say that. Okay, desiring to drive the French from interior America, the British sent General Edward Braddock and 2,300 select troops. These troops were joined by 23-year-old Colonel George Washington and 100 Virginia buckskins. Now, the buckskins were named for the leather uniforms, and they headed west. This group now headed west toward what is now Pittsburgh. You know that you now have 2,400 men in supply wagons headed west over trails. It was not exactly a military secret they were coming. As you might expect, they were ambushed by the Indians and French about 7 miles before they got to Fort Duquesne, which was their destination. This was July 9th, 1755. Braddock's force was well-trained in European warfare, and when they were fired upon from under logs, the tops of trees, from behind rocks and tree trunks, they formed up shoulder to shoulder in the bottom of the ravine. Over the next 2 hours, 714 of 1,300 British soldiers became casualties. During this period, Colonel Washington was riding up and down the line conveying General Braddock's orders. During the fight, of the 86 British and American officers, 36 were wounded and 26 were killed. That's a total of 62. All right. Significantly, George Washington was the only mounted officer who was not shot off his horse. Washington had several horses shot from beneath him. Late in the battle, General Braddock was severely wounded and Colonel Washington became the commander. He rounded up the remaining troops and began a controlled withdrawal to Fort Cumberland about 100 miles away. Braddock died along the way and Washington led the funeral service as a chaplain. The trip to Cumberland took about a week. Now, a reason I mentioned the funeral service is because remember that these historians, quote-unquote historians now, say that Washington was just an atheist. All right. After the battle, Washington examined his red uniform jacket and found 4 bullets had passed through it without touching him. During the battle, despite having multiple horses shot from under him, he was not scratched. Upon arrival at Fort Cumberland, they learned that the rumors had reported that their force had been completely annihilated. Washington penned this note to his family. I now exist and appear in the land of the living by the miraculous care of Providence that protected me beyond all human expectations. End quote. As word of God's divine protection of Washington spread, Reverend Samuel Davies wrote a sermon about it. He opined that God was saving Washington for the future service to his country. During the next 23 years, it became clear that Washington had been spared for signal, remarkable service to his country. The story is further enhanced by the personal story of an old Indian chief 15 years after the battle when Washington traveled near Pittsburgh. The old chief traveled to meet Washington and relayed this story to him. The chief had been the commander of the Indian forces during the battle. He had ordered his marksmen to shoot the officers. In fact, the chief said that his rifle had never missed until he fired 17 times at Washington without effect. He then ordered his braves not to fire at Washington anymore. The chief then told Washington, I have traveled long and weary path that I might see the young warrior of the great battle. I am come to pay homage to the man who is the particular favorite of heaven and who can never die in combat. The colonel can speak no more after that testament.
I hear you, Colonel. I hear you. I read that in other formats too, and it's incredible, and it amazes me. It shocks me. It saddens me that a nation with the center pillar.
We've allowed the socialist to take it away. Now, just recently, the Supreme Court reversed that decision, and we now have religious freedom in this country again. If we will just take advantage of it. But so many people are so used to ducking their heads and hiding, we have to come around. Please, people, and vote today.
And what's also important to know, we talk about the providence of God. Washington, when he was a younger officer, was terrible. He was a terrible leader, a terrible tactician. But he didn't give up, and that's the important thing. He took those failures, and he learned from them, and he became a better leader. That included up until the point where he became a colonel and was leading these troops, and then, of course, as our president and our founder. But I think another part of the story is that don't, if you fail in life, get back up. stand up. You know, if your horse is knocked down from under you, get another horse and keep going. Because had Washington given up as just a young captain, we wouldn't have had the leader that we had that we had for him.
And it is true. As long as you get back up, you're not defeated. It's only when you lay on the canvas for the count, you're out.
Colonel, excellent job. Thank you very much. We're going to be taking a top of the hour break in just about 45 seconds or so. And when we come back, we're going to have Sandy Watts. Sandy, give us a highlight once again about what you're going to be talking about.
Renting versus buying and for sale by owners.
So, like, renting is like buying a boat. You just put a money in a hole?
Well, like, when do you make that decision to transition from paying rent monthly to getting a mortgage and taking the plunge to making it your own?
All right, that's going to be a great conversation because I'm sure there's many people who are renting who would love to have their own home. We're going to take a three-minute break, top of the hour break. And if you want to be on the program, give me a call at 254-697-6633. Don't forget, I still got the $40 gift certificate, but you got to answer the author of the quote and put the word of the day in a sentence. Be back in three.
Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Call Dolores at Healthy Success at 254-773-8339 or visit us at healthysuccessworks.com. See you soon.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Wanted was to be left alone, but the robber had other plans and you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cabin Adventure Radio Program. Hour number two, Matt, your host, my wingman, the Colonel Rayford Brown. And I got a studio full of great seasoned oaks. If you want to... Seasoned oak spokes. Say that five times fast. Yeah, okay. I need to change that logo there. All right, we're simulcasting here at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at 98.5 FM at KRXT, Facebook Live at aaronsgunshop.com. Give us a call here in the studio, 254-697-6633. And when it's all done, said and done, wrapped up into a pretty bow and all that, it goes over to podcast form at Spotify, Apple, Podbean, aaronsgunshop.com radio show page at the top. There'll be a recording up there as well. In the middle of the page, a donation button if you feel led to do so on a monthly basis to help the show out here. It costs a lot of money to keep it on air. Say a prayer about it, and if he calls you to do so, it'll be greatly appreciated. I want to thank the sponsors, the people who donate. Subscribe to the YouTube channel at Aaron's Gun Shop. Follow me on Facebook. We broke 1,000. Woo! Took a while, but we got it. Thank you very much. But right now, I have a special guest, and we are going to learn so much about real estate. And I've got Sandy Watts from Texas Star Real Estate, and she's a go-getter. She's got it going on, and she's pumped up and motivated and excited with what she does, and she's going to share it with you now. Sandy, welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it very much. Today, we're just going to talk a little bit about whether should I rent or should I buy, and about some stuff related to for sale by owners. If you have any questions, just call me later and let me know. I'll give you the number at the end. So whether it's better to rent or buy a new home depends on a lot of different factors. For example, it's your financial situation, but it's also considering how long are you going to be in that area. Because if you're not going to be in that area very long, it may not work out for you so well, or it might not be your best option. If you're considering whether you should rent or buy your own home, it's an important first step is to be clear on your current circumstances and your long-term financial goals. Regardless of whether of the wider pros and cons, for many, the decision between renting and buying will ultimately come down to their finances. Overall, the upfront cost associated with renting tends to be lower than buying because you compare your mortgage deposit, like the first-time buyer puts down between 10 and 20%, it's more feasible for you to rent initially than to become a homeowner. You also have your appliances and the moving expenses. And, I mean, you have to move renting too, but when you're buying, it's a little different. It's worth keeping in mind, however, that hopefully there'll come a day when the mortgage is completely paid off and the monthly payments will end. And if you keep renting, there's an open, endless amount where the money just keeps going on to keep a roof over your head to someone else's pocket. As a homeowner, the financial break-even point can be thought of as the sale price that would allow you to take as much equity from your investment in the property when it's sold. And generally, your break-even is going to come somewhere around owning the property for about 5 years.
So, Sandy, are you saying if you don't have the down, you should live in your mother's basement for a few more months and save the money if you can? I'm being funny, but I'm serious. Stay where you're at and save as much as you can so you can get out of that rental?
Yeah, because if you jump in and you don't have it and you get your hopes up, get the approval first, know where you stand, what you're going to do. Don't go in blindly. And the big thing is it's not like you're wasting someone else's time, like the realtor or the person selling or whatever. Some people may feel that way, but ultimately for me, it's like you're just going to get your heart broke. You get it in your head that you're going to buy this great property and you're going to be moving and all these things are going to change in your life, and you find out, I can't get a loan. I don't have enough money to put down. My dreams just went flying out the window, and I hate to see somebody get their heart broke when they got something.
Do you think that happens a lot because people don't realize the amount of steps it takes to get?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nowadays, I think, especially the younger people, you get it in your head. Mom and dad's always taking care of everything. They don't have we need to teach in school serious everyday living. What happened to home ec? It's not really there. These kids don't know how to budget. They don't know how to balance their checkbook. My kids, they're at the beginning. I put them into a checking account as soon as they could, and they just swipe it and see what's left. Swipe it and see what's left, and living like that. And so many young people do live like that. They're not thinking about their future. They're not thinking about what if something happens, And if you own your property instead of renting your property, you also got to look at, what if the septic tank backs up and I've got to pump all that out and it's more expensive. Just be realistic and plan. And next month, Shelley Orange is going to come up with me and talk about that side of buying a home, of being we might get into investing with Isra, but the main thing is just be prepared.
That's a key factor. You've got to know what you're getting into. Go ahead.
Okay, so some of the pros and cons of renting are like you have your flexibility, because if it's right for you, it's right for you. That's where you're happy. That's what's best for you, and that's all I want. So there's a lot of flexibility in renting. It's especially if you're going to be moving, you got different locations. It's easier just to pick up and move if you're renting. Give your 30-day notice and you're gone, or finish your lease and you're gone. When you're selling your home, you got a lot more time you have to spend actually selling that home before you can afford to move to a new home. It's a lot quicker. You don't have to worry about the maintenance, like I said, when you're renting, because the landlord should be taking care of that. Let's see. The other thing, when you're talking about the best part about renting, I mean buying versus renting, is the long-term investment that you're going to have. Like I said, once you get into it, you start building your equity, and if something goes wrong, then you have your home equity to fall back on. God forbid you have an emergency. It's an investment. It's not just, I mean, it is your home, and that's where you're happy, and that's my big thing, but it's...
Can't people get into a house upside down, like they get with vehicles upside down?
Oh,
where
yeah.
Where they owe more than it's worth?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at the prices right now. Look at how everything's gone up so much, and
so
interest
rate
is 6%. And
why would anybody want to buy a house? How do they get around this crazy market?
Educate yourself. Don't jump before you're ready. Don't. And I know I'm sounding like I'm cutting my own throat, and yes, I'm new at this and everything, but I don't want you to jump out there and you're not ready and you lose your home after 2 years because you didn't think that far ahead. It's a long-term investment. It's not a short-term thing, and there's a lot that goes into it, like keeping it, you know, a livable. All the repairs come out of you. You got your taxes, too.
Now, you know, I've seen that a lot. People take all this energy and effort to finally do what it takes to get in, and they run the place down. I see these subdivisions where they look nice, but then there's trash on the streets. There's junked cars in the yard. They don't paint the house. The shingles are coming off.
That's a lot of our society. Like, it goes back to the rest of everything else. You know, you don't have respect for yourself or your community or your home. You're just there doing what you want to do, and God forbid, the world expects you to do something or to live within the city ordinances and don't put your car up on blocks in town and, you know, that kind of thing. They got to be educated, too. You're clean up after yourself. In the rental part, I've dealt with a lot of people, the younger people, they don't know what's expected of them. Yeah, the renters at the apartments, we do their lawn or that kind of thing, but you still can't just leave trash everywhere. You're responsible for everything that you do,
and that maintains the property value.
Yeah, and I think renters, what you really need to understand is look at your contracts. Actually, read those things, because there are obligations that you have as a renter, and there are obligations that the landlord has as a landlord. And if you don't know the division between those, first of all, you can't negotiate them at the time of the signing. And yes, there is some room for negotiation in rentals. And then also when you're buying, and I know I'm going into the legal aspect of this, but just make sure you understand what like encumbrances are on that property that you're buying, because there might be an easement through your property that you don't know about because you didn't read the contract. But both in renting and buying, make sure you read that contract. I know it's a lot of papers, but read those things, especially the part that has to do with the responsibilities and duties of the tenant and the landlord.
What about HOAs?
That's another reason.
That's another subject
that's
for another day.
Early.
That's just something.
Legal advice is better before you get in trouble. It's like the old saying about an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Uh-huh. Say, let me ask you something. Here I am. I hear you on the radio. I'm somebody who's in an apartment, and I'm like, I got to get out of here. And I got Sandy's number, and I'm going to call her up. What would you hope, or what would you think would be a great conversation, maybe 5 points that you would hope that they would have established, or you're going to ask them to help it go smoother?
Well, the first question I'm going to ask them is, do they have their approval letter? How much are you approved for? Where do you want to be at? What are you looking for? It comes after that. Like I said last week, don't expect a $1 million house when you're approved for $100,000. Realistic. Be realistic.
Now, when it comes to the details of that conversation, would that be the Shelley aspect of it?
My broker, Shelley, is amazing. She knows everything. I would sit down with her before I did anything because she's got a lot, like I said, decades. Sorry, Shelley. She's not that old. but, yeah, she's there to guide me and to keep me on track.
So, basically, do you have your approval letter? How much house were you thinking about buying? What part of what area?
Where?
How big do you need? All these different aspects, so you can start saying, okay.
So I know what to look for.
Exactly.
I want to show you what's right for you, where your dream is.
Okay, we're going to take a 3-minute break. I got Sandy Watts here. And if you've got a question for Sandy, give us a call, 254-697-6633.
Star Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken. This is one of my favorite songs and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on High Cap Adventures.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. Everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Matt, your host. With me, Sandy Watts, Texas Star Real Estate. She's telling us the difference between renting and playing Frisbee. No, Fizbo.
Fizbo. We talked about renting versus buying there for a minute, but we're going to roll on into the myths of for sale by owners, if you don't mind.
Fizbos.
Yep, Fizbos.
Not Frisbees.
Is that a cat and a clown?
I don't know. Was it a clown?
That's Bozo.
Fizbo.
Fizbo, yes, Bozo. Like what do you got, Sandy?
Okay, so everybody here wants to do the for sale by owner, and the main reason they want to do that is they can do it better, they can do it faster, and they can make more money. So we're going to address some of the myths about the for sale by owners. Many feel that they can sell their own home without hassle, and they'll make more money, like I said. Some of this is related to thinking that there's no cost if they do it for themselves, that it's easier not to have the hassle of dealing with an agent. You know, there's a lot of work that goes into it. So you got your marketing, you got to answer multiple calls and questions, and you got to handle all the different offers. You don't get to see, you get a lot of looky-loos. People that just want to come in and look. I'm going to sell my house in a year, so let me come in and look and see what you're doing so I know what I want to do or what I don't want to do. And that's just going to waste your time. And if you have an agent, then that agent can vet these people before they get to looking at your property or coming out there. And the agent's going to be the one paying for the marketing and answering all the phones and dealing with all of that. For sale by owners also think that they'll walk away with more money. Sometimes, if you're lucky, I don't have that kind of luck, but, you know, you got to do some serious comparative. My mind just went blank. Comparisons of what's going on. So you might leave, as a for sale by owner, you might leave thousands of dollars on the table that you just didn't know you could have obtained.
Let me interject here.
Sure.
I've done a lot of real estate investments, okay? I did have a license, didn't enjoy it. I didn't enjoy it because I was too on the investor side of things. And when you become a realtor, there are strict rules that you abide
Absolutely.
By because you want to get a realtor and know this person is legit, is within the boundaries of what they do. They know what they're doing. That's what Sandy does. On the investor side, though, I get to do a lot of different things. However, I can maybe work the deal, but I'm coming to a realtor because the realtor knows the ins and the outs. I have the ability as an investor to do the creative maneuvering outside the realms of what the rules are for a realtor. But when it gets down to the final thing, you got to sign your name on the dotted line. You got to make sure it's straight. And that's where Sandy comes in.
Yeah, we have all the people that we can put you in touch with to take care of all the fine lines and the technical fine print, as so to speak. If you're for sale by owner, you're thinking that, well, I got a real estate friend. That person can give me all the papers that I need or the documents that I need. It doesn't work like that. The realtor has to pay, you know, they pay their dues and they belong to these organizations where these forms are part of our privilege for doing so.
Sandy, look at the closing. Look at all those documents. What's this for? What's that for? It's a FSBO.
Where's Marshall, Matt? That's who we can blame for that.
A FSBO owner, for sale by owner, is going to go, huh? I thought you just had to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. So the seller thinks that, let's say we did that part, so. Oh, as far as it being faster, I was real amazed that some of the people that I talked to believe that if they sell it themselves, they can do it a lot faster than an agent. You're putting out your sign, you know people, you think that someone's going that you know may come and buy it. It may work out that way for you. I wish you all the best. But truth be told, it's usually like 9% of home buyers for sale by owners actually find their person to buy their home on their own. The rest of them are because an agent got you there and supported you and put you in the MLS. And I am a member of the Central Texas MLS, and we cover Milam, Falls, Coryell, and most of Central Texas.
What's an MLS?
Multiple listing system. That means that's where all the houses that are listed with agents go into there, and that's where we're going to dive into to look for what you're looking for. We can break it down into size, the amount of money that it is asking for, the property, school districts, whether it has, what accommodations it has, and once we put it in there, it also goes into Realtor.com and Zillow. And a lot of people that are starting out, they're going to jump on the Zillow and start there. And then the realtor gets called in and they do the showing. It's just a go-between for everybody. And we also go for the ABOR, which is Austin Board of Realtors. And we got a listing in Pflugerville, which just sold. We list in Georgetown areas. So we're we're trying to cover most of Central Texas for y'all. And did you got something?
No, I'm just...
Okay. Go ahead.
You're talking about FSBO right there. Does that... And we're talking about homes primarily. Does that include raw land? Just
yes.
Say I got 10 acres and I just want to sell
yes.
it and I'd be better off going to a realtor?
Yes, I have a lot in Eddy. You interested?
No. I've got 160 already. I've got plenty.
Yeah, more than we can take care of. Totally.
I can think about all the cows and chickens and horses and stuff I can have on 160 acres. Oh, that, I got sidetracked.
You know, Sandy, one of the important things about going through a realtor is not just, hey, I didn't know about that. What form do I need? But it's going to keep you out of legal jeopardy.
Yes, because we have to have, Shelley has to provide, or all brokers have to provide an insurance called E&O, emissions. Oh my God, my mind just went blank. Sorry,
Shelley. Happens to me all the time.
But it has to do with all the stuff that might be wrong.
Might be wrong, where you might mess up to cover.
Just to show you how old I am, it used to be in the day, the three key words, or every realtor probably knows, key words for selling property is location, location, location. That is no longer the case. The three words you speak now are disclosure, 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 right?
Absolutely.
Because if you don't, they're going to say, you didn't tell me about that.
Well, where did this mold come from? No. all joking aside.
One of the great ones is if somebody died in the house.
Was it murder or was it was it natural causes to pick?
Yeah, they got
to disclose this. Kind of reveal that.
Go ahead.
Okay, so we're going to wrap it up. We're talking that we can vet for you. We can be there for you. You can hold your open houses. The bottom line is it worth the 4-7% that you're going to save to take all that time? Because like I said, we get it in the MLS. We get it out there in front of a lot of people. That would be quite a bit more than your sign in your front yard would show, or adding it on our KMIL WANAS pages or something like that.
Sandy, I got a question, and I may be throwing you something you're not prepared for. Just wave me off if you're not
sure,
because I'm not sure. I can never remember the details. Rent to own. What's the deal on that? I can't remember.
There you go, Judge.
Rent to own.
If you rent to own, rent to own is
the same as buying it. Okay. In my courtroom, if they say those famous statements, I say, "Ah, it's so happy you got to go to district court for that." But rent to own is the same as buying it. Same, it's just paperwork stuff caused by people like Grisham. It's so, but
you,
I mean,
you don't get a break, do you?
You know, so it's just all it's when they say rent to own, that means they're trying to buy it, and it's a contract between me and Sandy. I'm trying to buy it; she's selling. So I don't have the money for down payment, which is always a scary thought. You better know them if you're going to do that. But it's rent, because it's a nightmare if you have to try to get them out of the house. But Sandy's selling it. I ain't got the money for down payment. So Sandy, I'm going to rent to own for a year, and then we'll go. That'll give me equity. She'll say, okay, I'll count 50% of your rent to down payment. So I'm paying $1,000 a month. I get $500, that's $6,000. So that when we go to close, I have $6,000 that I can say I've got for down payment, and that'll make me be able to do it. It's a scary thought.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been doing that, and you just reminded me how no freaking way.
Well, I wouldn't even do it with my children. But
and remember, the rent on.
And remember, as a seller, when you sign with an agent, you're not paying anything out of pocket right then and there. This is not happening, or you're not paying until the closing, and that roughly 6% is really worth the marketing, the staging, the repairing, the managing, the inspections, the paperwork, the people, the phone calls, all of that. That's, I think it's really worth it. And we have a great person that takes aerial photos with his, what do you call them, droid?
Drones.
Drones. Yeah, there you go. I'm not in all that
I want to make
stuff.
A comment here, too. Ladies and gentlemen, all the people on my program, it's like, You get a relationship with the people, the colonel, the judge, Sandy, CJ, everybody, Frank, the whole works. And so these are people that you see on a weekly basis. You get to know them. They're talking to you intimately through the radio or Facebook or whatever, and you build a relationship with these people. It's somebody who say, hey, you know, I'm going to Sandy for real estate. Judge, I need to ask a question. Colonel Constitution, I trust you because, you know, you've shown yourself steadfast week after week. Same thing here. If you got some type of real estate question, challenge, whatever, Sandy, give her a call. Sandy, we're running out of time. Tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
My name is Sandy Watts, and I work for Texas Star Real Estate out of Troy, Texas. I am stationed here in Cameron in Milam County. I would like you to call me at 325-668-1176. If I don't know the answer, I can get you the answer.
That's the best answer for somebody who doesn't know the answer.
That's right.
Now, I want to say something else, too. Sandy's on here, and she threw out your number, and you probably didn't write it down. It's okay, because you all know Aaron's Gun Shop by this point. You go to aaronsgunshop.com and go to the radio show page. All my sponsors are there. You click on Sandy's business card, and it's going to take you right to her Facebook page, and you'll be able to communicate with her directly like that. So fail safe. Always go to aaronsgunshop.com and take a look at all the different sponsors that we have. If you'd like to be a sponsor, we can do that as well. Get you squared away, good rates, good exposure, and it helps a good cause. If you're into conservative radio, which this is the place to be. Conservative Christian radio. Colonel, I got 10 seconds.
Everything you read in the media is absolutely true, except the rare event of which you have personal knowledge.
And I will use the word of the day after the break. Sandy, it's always a pleasure. Sandy's still in the studio. She'll be here. If you got a question, give us a call, 254-697-6633.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. Radio program. Matt, your host, continuing on with broadcast excellence. Thank you, Rush. You know, if it's excellent, keep listening. If it's not, I guess just move on. But I know you just can't do it because you're not going to get radio like this somewhere else. This is a blessing that we're able to be on the radio to talk about things that we talk about here. Speaking of which, let's go to the word of the day. The Colonel gave you the quote. I want to give you the word of the day one more time, and we're going to get into this article and have a nice conversation about it. Yeah, we'll try. Word of the day is horrify. It's a verb. Fill with horror, shock greatly. Comes from the headline, people standing for national anthem. Listen to this now. I'm going to slow it down. People standing for national anthem horrifies progressives in a viral video. They said, this feels so dystopian. Let me read a little. One person said the scene, let me clarify. There's people, Americans, patriotic Americans, standing up, Pledge of Allegiance, hand over heart, and all that kind of stuff, right? And they're freaking out. One person said the scene looked like one out of a horror movie. The sight of people standing with their hand over their heart for the national anthem at the Southern California restaurant appeared to shock and horrify TikTok users. In a viral video posted to social media platform last week, about a dozen people are shown standing for the Star Spangled Banner as it plays on a television screen in the bar area of Rainbow Oaks Restaurant in Fallbrook, California. I'm not going there.
California.
One TikTok user who was dining at the establishment posted the video with the caption, quote, by far the most dangerous situation I've ever been in. She used hashtags.
Seriously?
She used hashtags, God bless America, get out, illegal, and white people things afterward. The post garnered more than 17,000 comments, with many expressing disgust at the patriotic display. One TikTok revealed that she worked at an American restaurant. Let me do that again. One TikTok talker revealed that she worked at American restaurant Mission. Well, that's a hard sentence to read. Mission Barbecue, and had to stand for the anthem every day.
Aww. Quote,
I hated it there so much, she complained. Another agreed by saying she hadn't been back to the restaurant after experiencing the same thing.
Oh,
one person
so sad.
One person said the scene looked like one out of a horror movie. Serious question. Is this real? Like, people actually do this in real everyday life? Another user responded. Some from other countries found the tradition bizarre. As someone from the UK, this feels...
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, right?
Anytime someone says, as someone from the UK, my immediate response is I stopped caring about your opinion in 1776.
Yeah. We whooped y'all twice already.
Yeah. Yeah.
As someone from the UK, this feels so dystopian. In Spain, we don't even hear the national anthem that much. That's why you're a third world nation.
That's why you're socialist.
So this would 100% freak me out so much, another user responded. Several others called the video wild, scary, terrifying. The Southern California restaurant...
I don't think these people listen to this radio station.
No, they do not, sir. Yeah.
Not to this program anymore.
Yeah, well, that's right.
The Southern California restaurant said in a recent social media post that it plays the anthem every day at noon. The restaurant has kept this tradition for the past 6 years. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless America. Amen. I stand... I swore...
That was horrible. Go talk to Kim Jong-un and see what he says about it.
Well, I just want to say all of you in here are bigots because not everyone can stand. Okay? It's very disrespectful to those that can't stand.
You know... This article, covers what we're talking about, or what I talk about, and that is we've lost the soul of this country. Now, I want to make something clear here. I want to make something clear. I think, honestly, take all the BS away, the majority of the American population, true American citizens, love their nation.
Yes.
But a majority of that majority sits on their hands.
That's right.
And we can't have that anymore. It used to be, you know, I was just talking to Sheriff Mike Clore here in Milam County. Great guy. Great interview. Check it out on my Facebook page. Good interview. And I said, Sheriff, you know, back in the day, the CLIO, Chief Law Enforcement Officer, and his deputies and local police, they could handle it. But I said, here's Texas. With an open freaking border. This is above and beyond normal. And so, Sheriff, how are you guys handling this? It's an overload. This is not normal. We have the American people, the majority of them are good, but we have to go above and beyond. The sheriff there, he's got to go above and beyond what he normally used to do because we're getting infiltrated by people coming up from the South. So we're getting overwhelmed with apathy, as the colonel always states. What do we do about this? I'm open for comments.
Well, and you got to put this in perspective. Every month for the past 2 years, at least, we have gotten what is nearly equivalent to the entire population of Bell County. So an entire Bell County has come across our border every month for the past 2 years. And if you don't think that these people...
That's what we know about.
And that's what we know about. If you don't think that... And it doesn't matter where they come from. I don't care if they're coming from the UK. The fact of the matter is, are they bringing American ideals with them, or are they bringing their... Because a lot of these countries are socialist and communist countries. Are they bringing their ideals with them and interacting with our American system of justice, American system of electoral process, all of that?
And
freedom.
Let's be very, very clear. This is not just a situation. This is a man-made, on purpose, manipulated event.
Right. And I want people to come here who want to be Americans. I don't care, again, where you're from. I don't care what you look like. If you want to be an American because you love America for what America is, come. We have a process for that. Come and do that. But a lot of these people, that is not, you know, when you're evading Border Patrol checkpoints and you're coming up here because you want to support your family back home, that's it. All you want to do is make money. You want to make money, send money back home, but you don't want to become an American. And a lot of these, you know, there's some people who do come across and believe that. They want to be Americans, but too many don't. And you can see that in the shifting in the electoral process and the fact that there is one party that's courting. Why would one party be courting, illegal immigration?
If you break that law, what else will
right.
you do?
Exactly.
That's what it is. If you'll do that, what else will you do?
Carry on, CJ, about why would you allow this to happen? What are these people going to end up doing?
Right. And that's...
And what's the agenda? It's socialism, and this country is conservative at heart, Christian at heart, but socialism based on the colonel expressing all the time, 45 points, congressional record, it states clearly what their objective is, and they have accomplished every single one of them. I pause. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, and they're putting a drain on our schools. They're putting a drain on our social systems. You know, and I actually would probably not even care about an open border if it wasn't for the fact that our tax-paying money gives non-Americans, non-U.S. citizens access to services for free. You know, if we had a system...
I don't know, CJ. I'm a little resistant on what you just said. I want identification of who I am.
Right.
I'm not worried about the money aspect of it.
Well, no, and I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that it's okay at all. I'm just saying I'd be less worried about an open border if it wasn't for the fact that it's such a drain on our society. We are not bringing, and this is actually a drain on other societies as well, because the best, you know, we don't have doctors and engineers and surgeons and, okay, I'll even say it, you know, like lawyers and professional people.
Thank God.
You know,
amen.
Yeah, thank goodness, yeah. If you are a lawyer, stay on the other side. We got enough problems here. But, you know, we're not getting the best of these countries. And what we're doing is we're gutting those countries. You've got two aspects here. Those that are professional and can afford to come in legally are leaving those countries. So now that's draining those countries of their ability to succeed and progress. Then you've got all the workers and the unskilled laborers that help to make a society possible, because you need everything. You need the intelligent people. You need the management people. You need... And workers are intelligent. Everybody wants to parse words, I'm sure. Somebody will say, oh, you just said workers are intelligent.
What you really meant to say was white collar, blue collar.
There you go. And a country needs all of that. And what we're doing through our immigration process is we're draining these other countries. And what's that going to mean? It means instability. What happens with instability? You get war. What happens when there's war? Americans end up fighting it. That's just the way it is. I don't like it, but that's just the way it is. And so if you look at the micro aspect of, you know, 100 people here, 1,000 people there crossing over our border, and you start backing that up. What does that mean for that country? And then what does that mean for stability? And then what does that mean for America? And then what does that mean for American troops and lives? This all is connected into one thing. And that's why it's important. We can't just look at, oh, these are people. Yeah, but they wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't allowed or even encouraged in American society. And so it is a money issue. It's a human rights issue. It's a humanity issue because kids are dying. Women are getting raped. And our local governments and our state governments and our federal governments are getting overwhelmed with that.
I just have one thing to say. A major portion of that whole problem that we're talking about today is the dumbing down of the American public because they listen to mainstream media, which does not tell them the truth. They do not report what's going on in El Paso, Texas. If they do, it's a two-second clip. And that's one of the big problems. The majority of people don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Frank, when we come back, please remind me of that because I want to make a comment on mainstream media. We're going to take a break. 3 minutes. 254-697-6633.
Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cab Adventure Radio program. Finishing up the final segment of the second hour. I got a whole another hour to come. I want to put out another announcement here. I had mentioned earlier in the first hour that I have a 1960 Ford Willys military Jeep. It's sweet, okay, but it's time to move on, and I will be selling it. If you want to make contact with me, go to aaronsgunshop@gmail.com.
What's the gas mileage on that?
Gas mileage?
No, it is.
On that is a four banger. It's got a five, you know, I put like, what, 10 gallons in there? How many gallons of gas does it take? It runs great, man. It's a nice Jeep. It's just, I'm getting old. I'm broken. It hurts. So, and I will give, you give me the full price that I'm asking for it, which is fair. I will give $1,500 to Morningstar Ranch. Okay?
Hurry. I need to go to Vegas. Hurry.
Yeah, that includes a trailer and all this, all the
trailer, extra wheels, tires, differential, back seat, gas cans, drop gate, roll bar, tow bar, the whole works.
M60 machine gun.
No, that was on the other one.
Oh,
okay. Frank, what was I going to say?
Mainstream media.
Yeah, but why did I say that? Now I forgot.
Because I was telling you how dumb, how mainstream media was not reporting the truth.
Thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I want to salute Nancy Pelosi. I want to salute Chuck Schumer. I want to salute...
I'm going too, Frank.
One more and I'm pulling this pistol.
I want to salute AOC.
That's it.
I want to salute the mainstream media. I really do. I respect them. I applaud them. You know why?
Drug check.
Because they got it...
What's in that bottle?
They've got it going on in the sense of they've got an agenda. They circle their wagons.
Yep.
They spew out the same crap on all different medias. It's listen to all the different mainstream medias. It'll say the same thing. It's because the puppet master at the top is directing them. So don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm totally opposed to what they say because I know it's a bunch of lies and it's got an agenda. But I do. It's like I always said this before in my other show. The answer to all of life's problems can be found in an episode of Star Trek. Okay? There's an episode of The Seed where Sunny and Yang, I think I said that right, they're in the courtroom and they're talking about Khan, Spock, Kirk, McCoy, Scotty, and Spock can't understand why they're applauding Khan. And I cannot believe that you are supporting and applauding this man who's killed millions. He goes, Mr. Spock, we don't support him. We just respect his ability to be able to control the masses.
You can respect Hitler without supporting a thing he did.
That's right. He did excellent when it came to coming from nowhere and taking over almost all of Europe. So the point is, these people are calculated. They're coordinated. They have an objective. They're all one-minded. It's like the cyborg, man. Each one, they're all connected. Jeez. All right, where are we at here? Let's continue on. We talked about the progressives freaking out over the Star-Spangled Banner. Let's how about this one? This is a quick one. Mexican president stops Pentagon from tracking Asian balloon through country's airspace. Now, I made a comment earlier. Anybody want to comment on that as to why that might be the headline?
Well, it shows, well, first of all, I don't know why it would be the headline, but it definitely shows the weakness of our administration right now because we don't need permission to track.
Yeah, I would just tell them KMA.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm serious. Look, America is beautiful. The United States of America is beautiful because we're the police of the world, which I don't want to be, but we are. We're compassionate. We're giving. The men and women of this of our armed forces, in most cases, are in there for honorable reasons to take an oath and swear protection of the way of life here. And I will do if I was in charge of this nation, I say I don't care. I'm going to do whatever I want to protect our nation because I know I'm not going to be the aggressor. You don't have nothing to worry about. It's just like when they check us out, spy on us, the American citizen. And one side of me says, I don't care. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not worried about it. But the problem is those in charge are nefarious. They're evil intent in most cases, the higher echelons. So when you give them this ability to do that, it goes south real fast.
Yeah, they don't want to hurt nobody's feelings.
I have three articles here. that are related. Let's discuss them. I'll read the headlines and we'll open it up for conversation. All right. Navy confirms using drag queen influencer as digital ambassador to attract recruits. OMG.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Space Force commander fired for criticizing CRT rips Navy's turn to drag queens for recruitment. And quote, can't believe I fought for this Bolshevik. SEAL who killed Bin Laden reacts to Navy's drag queen ambassador. And there's one other thing I want to make mention to. There is a video clip on TikTok. I know it's other places, but I saw it on TikTok. And I saw it some time ago. A Marine, I think he's about 100 years old, 90-something years old. He literally breaks down crying and goes, I can't believe we fought for this.
Yeah.
And our country's going to hell.
Yeah.
Gone.
That hurts, man.
I'll make the joke and then be serious. Or actually, I'll make the joke and be serious. But I think the Navy is trying to get rid of the USO and become the military's entertainment sector. Because, I mean, think about this. Those kinds of people, it used to be that they were in circuses. That's the only place you would find them.
It is a circus.
Now, they're turning the military into a circus. And the only thing I can think is that the Navy is going to become the USO. I mean, they have a great stage. You know, you pull up that aircraft carrier, you've got a giant stage right there for your, you know, for your drag queens. But, sorry, Andy.
Our enemies have now got the largest Navy in the world. And we're worried about drag queens being on ships. Mm-hmm. Our enemies have got the largest army in the world, and we're trying to make sure that we don't offend anybody in the army. Our enemies have probably got more planes than we've got now. Maybe not near as good. I realize a lot of them probably won't start, but but you know, here we are, and our enemies are not going to sleep. You know, this deal with Russia and Ukraine, that's a head fake. I'm going to tell you right now, it's a head fake. And I don't know what actually to do, because part of me says send them arms. Part of me says, no, don't give them nothing. Make Europe do it. But when our former great ally, Britain, cannot defend themselves anymore,
Let's break it down. Yeah. Let's break it down. All you Democrats out there, you got your little social programs you want to put out there. You know what? I'm okay with that. All you Republicans out there, you conservatives, and you want to do your conservative thing, I got no problem with that. All you gay people out there, you want to be with each other? I could care less, man. Now, let me state clearly, because I am a man of faith, okay? I don't do a great job, but I'm a man of faith. So because of my faith, and because my faith says it's not right, I say, okay, you know, this is America. God bless America. But because of my faith, I also want to say, I'm not going to judge you, but man, you know, you might want to just not do that. Okay. So that's where I stand on that. But when you start interjecting that and chipping away at the pillars of this nation, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and the pillar of God, now I will fight you. I will fight you tooth and nail. Okay. Do your own thing, but don't push it on somebody else. That's why I always say with my devotional, yeah, if you don't like my devotional, change the station. Or I do a disclaimer on it and say, don't cram it down anybody's throat. I'm putting it out there. If you want it, great. If you don't want it, okay, cool. People ask me, hey, I have a problem. Can you help me? I go, sure. Which answer do you want? Do you want my Christian-based faith answer, or do you want the fleshly answer? They go,
Your faith answer.
Right? Yeah. No, I'm serious.
Yeah, I know.
I'd have to say 95% of them say the faith-based answer. And I go, listen,
until you give it to him.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I do it like this. I said, look, you want your faith-based answer? I'm going to give you my flesh answer first. I say, this is what I would do. I'm right there, buddy. I'm right there with you. I understand it. I get it. But we're better than that. We're better than that. And we've got to, the faith tells us this, and I'm going to have faith, and I'm going to do my best to do it. Man, I'm all over the place. Help me out.
My big problem with this is that our military is supposed to have one mission. That one mission is the utter destruction of our enemies.
That's right.
The killing, the destruction, you name it, we are to completely obliterate our enemies. That's what we're supposed to do. I remember when I first joined the military, and I think the colonel can go before that, but when I first joined the military in the early 90s, you know, the big talk was, look, we just want to serve, okay?
I'm older than you. I'm an 80s guy, man.
Well, yeah.
Christ was my road guard.
And, you know, it was just about, look, we want to serve, okay? We won't tell anybody. Just let us serve. Okay, good. Then it was, well, let us serve openly. Then it was, you know, let us now dress like women and pretend that we're women. And now we're actively seeking these people out.
You gotta like it.
Yeah, we're not doing advertising, you know, for, hey, you know, having some guy that is a gym owner who is fit, who can fight, who can destroy people. You know, we're not looking for Taekwondo veterans. We're not looking for wrestlers. We're not looking for elite shooters. We're looking for men who want to dress like women. Something wrong with that.
Keep on coming.
Interesting conversations. We're going to take a break. Got a break coming up in about 10 seconds here. So if you want to be part of the conversation, give me a call. 254-697-6633. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. Part of supporting this program is letting me hear what you think. Because you got a table here full of people who think the same. If you're contrary, I'll give you airtime and I will respect you. I may not agree, but I'll respect you with the airtime. Be back in three.
Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, "I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken." This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simpler yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
High Cap Adventure Radio Program, hour number three. Matt, your host. If you want to be on the program, give me a call, 254-697-6633. I've got a house full here of great people. The Colonel, my wingman, C.J. Grisham, attorney C.J. Grisham, Judge Andy Isaacs, Sandy Watts, realtor, Frank Summers. Frank Summers, you got to promote your show.
Promote my horticultural hotline.
Yeah. What is
every
it?
Every Saturday morning from 8:30 till 9.
Right before mine. And that's why I got him here. I handcuffed him to the desk, and he's helping me out here. And so many other people as well. We got great special guest hosts. I was going to have a replay of Father John today. It just didn't work out technically. So we'll probably have him on next week, and you can hear the replay. It was a fantastic interview with him. But let's continue on here. Got a few articles, and we'll have this discussion. Migrants flood over the border into Texas days before end of Title 42. Mayorkas refuses to take accountability for unprecedented migration crisis, shifts the blame. Yeah, that's what you do. And Biden administration to send 1,500 active duty troops to southern border and amid migrant surge. Before I say anything, does anybody want to make any comment on those initial three articles?
Well, El Paso is just covered up, and they've got the mayor of New York City, and all these Democrat mayors said, oh, please, please, don't send us another busload.
Which baffles
so
me,
So we
Colonel.
Need to stop and send trainloads.
That's it.
Colonel, that baffles me.
That would be a good use of Amtrak.
There you go.
What's your name? Beetlejuice in Chicago, and you got Mayor Adams in New York, and they're crying buckets of tears that we're sending people up there. There's two reasons why we're sending up there. One, they said they're sanctuary cities. And two, we're making a point. Listen, you're getting, what, 8,000 to 10,000 people? We're getting millions. What's the matter with you people out there? What's the matter with you people in government? You know what this tells me? It's so much common sense. It doesn't matter if you got a brain like a carrot. You should be able to figure this out, which tells me you're hooked up, lined up, lockstep with the nefarious shadow government that says we're taking this country down. This is the only thing, the only country in this planet that's stopping us from getting what we want to get done is America. And we're going to take her down. And the colonel has said it with nauseam, the 45 points of the Communist Manifesto read in 1963, I believe it was, into the congressional record. Look it up. It's not baloney. It's not made up. It's written, and there it is. And you can check one by one and say, oh my gosh, they've got it done. All they're doing now is refining it. Help me.
I don't. You know, if they ever get the Second Amendment away from us, it's all over. Because that's the last thing we got.
That's because the reason you need the Second Amendment is to protect yourself against the government that comes right to strike your Second Amendment.
Help me. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I'll even go further than that. I think the only thing that the Second Amendment does right now is prevent a civil war. Because we don't need... The Second Amendment didn't give us anything. All the Second Amendment did was prevent the government from infringing on a right that already existed.
That's right.
And if the Second Amendment goes away, that's just going to create war. It's not going to solve the gun problem. It's CJ, not going to solve my right to carry.
CJ, let me ask you something here. I hear all this stuff. Oh, we're going to have to water the tree of liberty. Give me a freaking break. Let me ask you something here. Let me ask you something. Water the tree of liberty. What that means is you come up in arms and you take back the country, okay? Look, the Constitution doesn't need to be rewritten. It needs to be reread. And it needs to be embedded into our hearts and understand what it took for people like CJ and the Colonel and anybody else who swore an oath and put on a uniform to defend this nation. When they look at it, they go, what is happening to this? You need to have it back in your heart that the reason you have the ability to whine and pee your pants and somebody come in here and pat your bottom is because this country is the best country that ever existed in the planet ever. And you're going to let it go. And I'm going to tell you a secret. Once it's gone, it's gone. It's gone for at least 400 years. Because it's going to take that amount of time for you to be disgusted, sick, repressed, slaved, the whole works before you get enough onions to stand up and say, enough is enough.
There's going to be a great depopulation of the humans from the earth. And this is what they're aiming for. And once they start to collapse, they don't know how to stop it.
They keep pushing that there's too many people. In reality, Colonel, we know this in here. There is depopulation going on just based on not reproduction of when you die. Japan is like what?
1.4, 1.6.
They can't even replace themselves. We're the same way. We're not 2 for 2. Isn't that how it goes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 2.2 to 2 is required to
maintain. And we're not there. We're not there. Because if you read the papers, if you read their own papers, they want to diminish the population for one reason. Control. How can they control the billions when it be, who is it, Brzezinski? He says, there used to be a time when we can tell people what to do by the millions. Now, because of social media, mm-hmm. it's easier to kill a million people than it is to dictate to a million people.
And this overpopulation argument, you can take the entire population of the world and stick them in Texas and be able to put your arms out. That's how much space is in the world. If you can put every human being, man, woman, child, into the state of Texas, and you be able to put your arms out and go in a circle and not touch somebody, that's how that lie is defeated.
And we have the ones that want to control population never give any credit to the ingenuity of more people. The people, every few people, there's another brilliant person born. And these persons have always arrived at solutions. They've been saying that we're going to run out of food, and they've been wrong since the 1800s. This depopulation thing started way back
then.
Elon
Musk, a person I trust, he's wrong on some things. But I trust him because I know he thinks he's right. He's not trying to do a malicious thing. I can just tell. He goes, look, this planet can handle twice as many people as we got. Twice, three, four times the amount of people. Because what CJ just said here, you could put them all in Texas.
Well, and you ever notice the people that are complaining about overpopulation live in big cities where they're overpopulated?
Yeah.
And?
Nobody in New York City knows what it's like to live in Central Texas. No. They just don't. There's no way.
I want to talk about President Biden, and I want to talk about Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Put the two up on a screen. Get a split screen. Biden on the left, Mayorkas on the right. His name is Mayorkas. I'm making fun of his name, okay? Look at the picture. Know the history. Joe Biden is a vegetable. And he goes, Nancy, if you want me to answer questions, I'll answer whatever you want me to do, Nancy. Okay? Because he has sold his soul
to the devil.
Mayorkas, coherent mind. He sold his soul to the devil. That man is a lying son of a you-know-what. He is a piece of you-know-what. That man is disgusting to me. I look at him and I want to vomit. He is a lying sack of what? I'm sorry. That is not vulgar. That is proper description.
Truth don't stop being the truth just because it hurts.
This guy lies so bad it hurts. He covers up because he sold his soul. He has priority. He's probably got immunity. And he goes, no, I don't see nothing wrong. You watch him at these hearings. It hurts, Colonel. It hurts to watch this guy speak.
What hurts is the fact that we have no teeth in our laws, and they can lie to Congress, and you're a bad boy. You shouldn't do that.
Does the law have teeth, but the people who run the law
aren't enforcing it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's perjury.
What about the northern border? We never hear about that when it comes to Title 42. I'm ignorant on this one. Can anybody help me out? Does Title 42 just go to the southern border, or is that for strictly...
No, it was with the COVID. Anybody coming in sick had to be stopped. Right. Could be returned to their origin.
Okay, well, pass that by. Let's talk about the northern border anyway. Isn't it just as easy to come from the north as is the south?
It's just colder, and you got to wear more clothes.
Here's another thing about the infiltration of our southern border.
Canada is such a great place to live now. Why would anybody want to come across there, bro?
Another factor is, this was about a month and a half ago to 2 months ago that I read a report that the increase was up to 800% increase of Chinese infiltration. Chinese infiltration increased to 800%. The Chinese, the CCP, controls the Western Harbors, Eastern Harbors, Panama Canal, have property around military bases, has property on southern borders, wants the destruction of this nation. And I'll tell you what, they don't really want the destruction. They want the control of it. They don't care how they do it.
They want a depopulation of it, and they ceded the depopulation. They have unrestricted warfare. There were two generals wrote a book, Unrestricted Warfare. You can find it and read it. And then we had a General Chi, C-H-I, that briefed the world on this. It was originally a secret briefing, but they've released it. But this is, COVID was a biologic agent, and COVID vaccine, the mRNA technology, was the weapon. And we are seated now for depopulation.
Andy, I want to make a comment on what you're talking about, military forces around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, America smokes any of them. They'll smoke any of them. But our enemies have enough. Here's a perfect example. Surrounding Taiwan, they have enough to make it really hard on us to do something. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim? Window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that, too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Call Dolores at Healthy Success at 254-773-8339 or visit us at healthysuccessworks.com. See you soon.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Camp Adventure Radio program. Shelby puts up with me. I'm jamming out to some, you know, Guns N' Roses, and I'm waiting to the last possible second. She says, I'm just turning it on. That's it. You better start talking. I want to go over two more articles before we start doing true stories. Let's see. Here's a poll. 70% of independent voters say Joe Biden is a weak president, and then Jill Biden was in the UK to represent the president at the coronation for King Charles III. The reason that is for the king is because Joe's a vegetable. And I don't say that with pleasure. I don't. You know, if you're a Democrat president and you're doing the best you can and, you know, you make some things I'm not really into, but in general, you support the Constitution, the Bill of Rights and all that, okay, we'll try it for 4 years, see how it works. But if you go outside the Constitution, if you start making loopholes, then I'm like, no, you can't do it. And that goes for a Republican, too. I don't care who you are. If you start doing stuff because, oh, you're in power and you're power hungry, I'm sorry, that doesn't work that way.
You know, I didn't agree with the vast majority of what President Biden did. President Obama did, but Obama was a strong president. Now we have the combination of not only bad policies, which Obama had bad policies, but he was a strong president. Now we've got bad policies and a weak president.
You know, that's a good point. Obama was a strong president. And yes, I personally think he had very bad policies. But, man, we can go a long ways with this one because I know the back history of it all. It's just, it drives me crazy.
Obama was specifically groomed for the job.
That's right,
put in by the CFR.
That's right.
And was controlled by Valerie Jarrett and other handlers.
But if you looked at him,
he was able to speak well.
To use Biden's description, he's clean.
Yeah.
He speaks well. And he's clean.
That's it.
Okay. I didn't say it.
You handed me this. Do you want to talk about the elections here locally?
I'll tell you what. Why don't you do that real fast, and I'll hit this, and then we'll do some true stories.
Besides the fact it's voting today, now there's some people that'll have to vote in two locations. If your school, your ISD, is in a, and has bond issues or something, and it's in a different, you live in a town, then you may have to go and vote in the municipality or county election for other services and for the city council elections. So you may have to go two places to vote. By moving all of these elections to one day instead of having a separate election, it would be possible perhaps to combine some of these things and make it easier for you to vote and execute your things. However, there are issues with countywide voting and the 400 and some ballots then that would have to be at each one of the polls.
Now, what you just said is a part of the Republican Party platform. And that party platform states, and I can't remember exactly which platform number it is, states that all of these elections need to be combined so that we're not, you know, voting different times, different places, you know, and because the fact of the matter is non-November voting is some of the least attended voting out there. So keep in mind, I just said what the Republican Party platform is 2 days ago. Our House passed a bill that was submitted by a Republican that specifically exempts and allows municipalities over, I think it was 100,000. It might have been a little bit more, but I think it was 100,000. Specifically exempts them and allows them to hold their May elections like they want to. And there were only 21 Republicans. 21. We have a majority, I think, of 85 Republicans, I believe, out of 150. And 21 of them opposed that. Only 21. So we don't even have Republicans that are trying to help Republicans get elected by ensuring that the most people show up to vote by consolidating all of our voting in November. When everybody's voting on national and state issues, now you've got these smaller, and this is where the difference is. This is where one person changes everything, because these municipal votes are won by a handful of people. First of all, you've only got like 2% of people voting to begin with, and then of that 2%, you know, you've got to get at least 51% of that. In order to win, and you're literally talking 1 to 5 people can make a difference in those elections. But our Republicans in the House sold us out.
We had a bond issue in Temple that failed by 2 votes.
Yeah.
And then they bypassed us.
Okay, as we tick down on the clock, let's get a few things done here. Let me go over this one. 70% of independent voters say Joe Biden is a weak president. Let me read it real fast, short article. President Joe Biden is heading into the 2024 election cycle while struggling to engage with independent voters on nearly every metric polling from Economist YouGov shows. The data, if it remains until election day, is terrible news for the president as independent voters are important voter bloc. I'm sorry, let me do that again. President, as independent voters are an important voter bloc that frequently determines swing state outcomes. That's true, right? Across nearly all vital fronts, Biden is underwater. 78% of independents say Biden is a weak leader. Yeah. Only 30% say he's a strong one. It's those 30% that scare the crap out of me. 68% of independents say Biden's America is on a wrong track. Only 70% say it's on the right direction. Those 17% scare the crap out of me.
Again, keep in mind, if those 17% or that 30% is the only electorate that's voting,
that's right.
You keep this guy.
That's it. Or if they cheat. 76% say his economy is in bad or poor shape. 17 say is in good or excellent condition. Those 17 scare me.
Excellent's a strong word.
Who are these people? They're propaganda artists.
That's a good question, man. I like to see what these people look like.
They're at a rest home with Biden.
64% disapprove of Biden's handling of jobs and economy. Just 22% percent approve. Those 22% scare me. A majority, 54% disapprove of how Biden is handling the job. Only 1/3 approves. 57% of independent voters also see Biden as unfavorable. Just 34% view him as favorable. The polling coincides with independents' view of Biden heading into the 2024 cycle as the oldest president in U.S. history. When looking ahead in 2024 election, Biden again scored poorly with independents. The poll asked independent voters, do you want Joe Biden to run for president again in 2024? 63% did not want him to run. Do you think Joe Biden is the strongest candidate that Democrats could nominate for president in 2024?
Probably.
58% said he was not. The poll also asked, if an election for president were going to be held now and the Democrats' nominee was Joe Biden and the Republican nominee was Donald Trump, would you vote for Trump? Trump outperformed Biden by 4 points, which is baloney.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
Okay, so there you go. There's a lot of crap going on.
And Attorney General Paxton just made a speech talking to the Heritage Foundation explaining how just one of the cheats that they used, and that was the unrestricted mail-in ballots without signature verification, and this alone would have flipped the elections in many areas.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do our True Stories of Self-Defense. This is a fantastic segment of the program because we learn what to do and what not to do in situations like this. And I want to make an observation here. I'm doing this from December 1981 of the Armed Citizen from the American Rifleman. And I want you to note the different types of guns used, different calibers as compared to modern day stories. And notice more often than not that the shots fired by civilians defending themselves are very accurate as compared to modern day shots. So what we're going to do is I'm going to read the first one. Shelby, you're number 2, 3, 4, 5, and Colonel, you're number 6. Okay. Story number 1. When a man jumped into Barbara Ann's car outside a New Orleans restaurant and threatened to kill her, she opened fire with a .38 revolver given her by a policeman friend, mortally wounding the attacker. The 18-year-old criminal had a record of 7 felony and 6 misdemeanor arrests.
That guy's been busy to be only 18 years
That's
old.
That's right. Now, first of all, kudos to the cop giving her the gun. The gun was a .38 revolver, and the shot did what it had to do. .38 revolver, you're going to see that a lot in these types of stories. Go ahead.
Athens, Georgia auto repairman Rick Harl and Steve Tingle were sick and tired of car break-ins at their shop. So they armed themselves with a 12-gauge shotgun and a .45 automatic and waited after dark. The stakeout quickly paid off as they apprehended a pair of youthful thieves.
Whatever.
Apprehended.
Whatever. Okay, the job was done. Sure. Apprehended. Okay, everything was happy, hunky-dory. But notice, 12-gauge.
And 45.
12-gauge and 45 automatic, which is a 1911, most likely back in that day in 1981. That was a very supreme weapon. Go ahead, Andy.
Kathleen Barker had a funny feeling when a trio of men entered her Burlington, North Carolina convenience store. When one of the men tried to sneak out with with a money bag, she grabbed her .357 Magnum revolver and fired a warning shot, sending the two robbers fleeing. She held their Confederate for police.
Okay, now Andy, help me out here. We got about a minute and a half here. She had a .357 Magnum revolver. That was one of the primo guns back in the day. Revolver. That's about time. A little bit later, a couple years later, the Wonder Nines came out, automatic pistols. But here she goes, and she does a warning shot. Back in 1981, Andy, that may have been fine and dandy. But in this day and age, what would have happened?
They probably took the gun away from her.
Why did you shoot a warning shot?
But what you shot? She shot a warning shot back in there, and they could get her. But now she shoots a warning shot, she could end up getting filed on.
It's crazy, ladies and gentlemen. One, first of all, never shoot a warning shot. Never try to wing them. If you draw it, use it, and use it with efficiency.
Tip, you never fire a warning shot. You simply missed.
Yeah.
There you go.
Great. Yeah, thanks. We'll be back in three.
Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunShop.com.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron. Or call them at 254-697-6966.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Welcome back back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. At your host, we're in the middle of the Armed Citizens column, the American Rifleman from 1981, talking about true stories of self-defense, and we're trying to learn what to do and what not to do, and which is fantastic here is, specifically, I've got prior judge, current judge, attorney,
and... Whoa. I am a current judge.
Yeah, he is.
And the municipal judge in Buckholz, Texas.
Okay, all right.
Speed through there and you'll meet me.
This is the last place I got a ticket.
Does that guy have a life or what? Is that all he does is sit on the side of the road and give...
Isn't he rated like number 10 in the state? I'm turning it down!
It's really getting hot around here. That's the reason I go to the north route.
My ears just got red, man. I'm sorry. Sorry, Frank.
Come on, Sandy, get your reading before something else happens.
Okay, so Mary Smith was awakened by a noise in the suburban St. Louis home, and she grabbed her .22 revolver before going to investigate. She was nearly run over by the burglar on her stairs and fired once, putting him to flight. A suspect later was apprehended at the hospital carrying a .22 slug in his head for a week.
Oh, jeez.
went in, hit the bone, and slid around That's underneath the skin.
Hit. Well, first, let's break it down. It's 1981. Weapon of choice, revolver, caliber .22. Look, I would not want to be shot with a .177 pellet, okay? So here's a .22, high-velocity round, bounces around your body. She was nearly run over, so she used her firearm to protect herself. Guy gets shot in the head. Talk about a thick skull, man. Thick skull. Okay, very good job. Who's next?
Me.
Mike is yours.
I am still a judge. Yes, thank you very much.
Gentlemen.
I understand. Church Bernard returned to his Coconut Grove, Florida home to find a pair of burglars trying to break in the back window. Bernard entered and fetched an M1 rifle, which he trained on the housebreakers after they returned to their car. The driver put the car in gear, first mistake, and attempted to run him down, second mistake. Bernard opened fire with the rifle, killing him.
And did he get the ping
he didn't fire a warning shot.
And there's a problem there? I don't see a problem,
no,
right?
No.
Look, I mean, it's 1, 2, 3, ABC, easy peasy lemon squeezy, right? Okay, who's up?
All right.
CJ, I think you are, right?
Carl, I'm last.
Okay.
We're going to have you and your money, too. A would-be rapist told an unidentified Washington, Pennsylvania woman as he molested her in the shopping center parking lot. But the woman pulled a licensed .25 automatic instead and put the criminal and his accomplice to flight.
Oh, what a cat. I better not say it.
Well, and what's good about that is she just pulled it.
And they ran.
Yep. Yeah, but listen, ladies. Oh, I could go so far with this. Here you got... You're potentially going to be raped. There's so many things I can say. One main thing. Don't carry the gun in a purse. Carry the gun on your person. Okay. Carry your gun on the person. That's the biggest thing out of that one. I don't care. Well, I don't have it. I don't care. I don't care if this is the way you dress. I don't care if this is your response. I don't care. All I know is I'm 60 years old. I've been shooting guns since I've been 5. Okay, or 4, actually. I've been training thousands of people. I know a lot of stuff. And one thing I know for sure, you carry it in your purse and you're behind the curve.
They grab your purse and they got it and
your
gun.
But wait, Colonel, I carry it around my shoulders. I carry it strapped around my neck. So what? I got a knife. I'll cut it right off you, no problem.
Or break it. Or yank you down by your neck.
A robbery team of 3 men and 2 women burst into the Scottsdale, Arizona home of William and Annette Luria, pistol whipping the couple and spraying them with a mace-type chemical. Annette Luria, 4 months pregnant, managed to locate a .41 mag revolver, shoot one crook in the chest, and put the group to flight. The criminals were caught after they tossed the wounded robber out on the steps of a Scottsdale hospital.
Here. Did they slow down?
Yeah, that's the question. Did they slow down or just knock him out the window there?
Wow. I'll tell you what, a .41 Magnum is great. It's got the great effect, but not as much recoil. That's fantastic. Good for her. It's my turn. Lee Otha Moore walked out of his Los Angeles patio just in time to see a 64-year-old woman being mugged for her Social Security check by a pair of young hoodlums. He grabbed a pistol and gave chase, holding the robbers for police. When L.A. police awarded Moore a certificate of appreciation, his 12-year-old son had to make the acceptance speech. Moore is a deaf mute. That's weird. But I salute you and give you accolades. Good job. Take it away, Shelby.
Okay. Three ski mask robbers lost their nerve and ran when a restaurant manager, Edmund... I'm not going to say that. Confronted them with a pistol in his West Pittsburgh, California hamburger stand. They had the drop on his wife, but forgot their demand for cash and fled when he appeared behind them. That one was kind of... kind of lame. I never get a good one. I never get a blow you away one.
I'll tell you what. I think the way it's set up, I have one last one. I'll give it to you, okay?
When a neighbor called to tell him that a gang of young thieves was stealing gas from a school bus near his Tarrant, Alabama home, Bill Arnold didn't think about it. His heart didn't think about his heart condition. He grabbed his .45 caliber pistol and ran to the bus lot where he apprehended the five thieves. The school board representative praised Arnold, saying, "It is one thing to call the police. It is another to actually apprehend the people in the middle of the night to save the community property."
And that, today, the police would say, "Don't do that. Don't do that.
Run, hide, fight. Screw that. Fight." All right, go ahead, Sandy.
Two members of a notorious Los Angeles street gang broke through three locks into the home of 81-year-old Henry Frito and demanded cash. Just then, an unidentified friend entered and trained a pistol on the two. As he turned to call the police, the two toughs charged. He fired twice, hitting each robber in the midsection and putting the pair to flight. Police caught them later by following the blood trail.
Yeah, I can't get one like that. There was a blood trail.
You want this one?
I have a little anger issue.
Kenneth Smith of Wheat Ridge, Colorado, was awakened at 2:30 a.m. by the burglar alarm in his greenhouse. Grabbing a shotgun, he went to investigate and found a burglar rifling the soft drink machine in the greenhouse. He hailed a crook for police. That's a Shelby one.
Notice, I think that there are fewer drugs involved with the robbers back here because they pay attention to orders and they submit rather than getting shot. And now they're high on drugs and they get blown away.
Well, wait a minute. Let's make sure we award this person, Kenneth Smith. He was awakened and grabbing a shotgun, he went to investigate. He didn't go investigate. He said, "Oh, I might need my shotgun."
Yep.
Okay. Who's next?
Vertus Bost was awakened by a barking dog early one morning and found a burglar ransacking his West Baltimore home. Bost challenged the man, who advanced despite a warning shot. Bost then shot the man with his .22 Magnum revolver and held the wounded burglar for police. Well, I take back what I said about sanity and not charging a loaded weapon.
You can have mine. No, this is a good one for you.
Okay, yeah, it is a good one. Stand by. Revolver, 22 mag. I would not want to be hit by a 22 mag. Look, the 22 mag has got the same effects as the 357 Magnum. It just doesn't have the bullet weight to go behind it. It's incredible. Okay, now, Shelby, here's the mic.
I mean, don't disappoint me. I haven't pre-read it.
Good one.
Okay, here I go.
I think it is.
Uh-oh. A would-be burglar found himself kneeling and kissing the pavement after he broke into the Williamsport home of Cyril Conway. The Conway family was awakened at 4:30 a.m. by the crash of glass in the front room. Conway grabbed a .38 caliber revolver and went to investigate. He encountered the burglar and fired a warning shot. Then commanded the criminal to kneel, waist awaiting police.
Shelby, I'm so sorry. There's no bloodshed. There's no shots.
I needed the bloodshed.
Oh, I thought you'd get a kick out of
the kissing the pavement. That's one thing, but I needed someone to get blown away.
This is a bloodthirsty. This is your favorite board operator?
Yeah.
Well, look, let me tell you something.
Nobody never makes her mad. We need more bloody criminals.
It's not the person. It's not the person who's defending that's in the wrong.
Yeah.
It's the person who puts you in that position is in the wrong. And if you feel at any point that the line has been crossed, you do what you feel is necessary. The problem is, if it's not clear and crisp, they may say, we need to check this out. Now, help me out here, Mr. Attorney.
Well, you know, and the thing that drives me the nuts about gun grabbers and, you know, the anti-gun crowd is, well, my gosh, you know, is someone's life really worth your purse or your car or whatever? And I think, well, that's not really the right question. The question is, does that person value their life over my purse or my car or my property? And they're the ones making that decision. And, you know, I'm forced into it. Was that the question?
Well, there's also the question of, I don't know what's going to happen next. And because that puts you in a position of the red line has been crossed, I don't know, I'm in fear for my life.
Right.
The only thing is, you got to convey it to a jury if it gets to that point.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's what's really important about an attorney. I had a guy that contacted me about a case, and he said he's going to do it pro bono. And I was like, okay, well, what's the argument? Well, I'm going to argue that I wasn't really carrying a gun. I said that because it was a fake one. I said, that's a fact argument. That's not something you need to get this quashed in pretrial. So, yes, there's arguments that have to be made. You got to be able to articulate those arguments.
We're going to take a break for 3 minutes. When we come back, we're going to finish up the show with the final segment. Bunch of announcements coming up, so stand by. Get your note-taking material ready. 254-697-6633.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them. Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357, or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
We'll be right back.
Adventure Radio program. Matt, your host, finishing out the program. Wow, what a wild ride it was today. I think, Colonel, you know, I think we do more in one day in 3 hours than some five-day shows that have 3 hours do all week.
It's a good show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
And I'm honored to be in the presence of great seasoned spokes.
No, that's right. Humility is our strongest point. That,
am I allowed to say bitch slap? Is that a technical term?
I'll allow it.
Allow it? That's what that was. Okay. All right. I'll tell you what. Before we go any further, before the time gets away from me and I lose track of time, I'd like to go to each person in here because I know we've got special things going on, announcements and all that. I'll start, Colonel, I'll start with you. Go ahead.
All right. On Monday the 15th, now I'm giving you a little warning here. The Central Texas Republican women are holding their luncheon at the Gin in Belton, Texas. 11 o'clock. You need to sign up earlier, so you go to their website. The Salado area Republican women are having their annual fundraiser. It's called a Fine China Luncheon. And all the tables are decorated. This is their big fundraiser for the year. And I found out last year that they were going to have a wonderful salad. I think it was going to be a chicken salad. And I cooked a steak and chopped it up and put it inside of my little wide mouth thermos bottle and took it to the luncheon because being a guy, I like my protein. So when I started eating my steak, I became the most popular guy in the room. Sure. So anyway, that was one. Okay, now also the Central Texas Tea Party. We're going to have a Republican fundraiser and one that helps select candidates at our next meeting, and that's the 16th. It will be at the VFW in Belton, down by 121 and 35. So that's my
public service. I appreciate that. Judge Andy? Andy Isaacs, talk to me, buddy.
Well, Morning Star Ranch has got the vets coming in 2 weeks for 4 days, and we're really excited about that. And then we start camp about June 2nd, I think, is when we start. And it gets wild and woolly. And we need your support. You can go to msrministries.org. There's a Give It button in the top right-hand corner, and please help us if you can.
Absolutely. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if I have any street cred with you, I've known Andy for quite a long time. My boys went through the course, and I'm very proud of them. They do a great job. Rita Kay, awesome. She's just awesome. And it's a great facility. So support it, check it out, promote it. Sandy Watts, talk to me. What's on your mind?
I just want to say thank you for having me on here. It's been a hoot. But like they said, my name is Sandy Watts. I'm with Texas Star Real Estate out of Troy. You can call me at 325-668-1176. And I would just like to take this moment to thank God for all that he's given to me and ask that he put our feet upon the right path all this week.
Amen,
so that we may be a beacon unto him.
Amen.
And forgive
Amen.
Me when I fall short of showing you in the world. I appreciate your time.
Woo!
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And don't forget, I'll say this before CJ gets on here, because the numbers come out real fast. I don't expect you to write it all down, but you can always check it out on the Facebook Live. But you've heard me long enough. You should know aaronsgunshop.com and go to the radio show page, and all the sponsors are there. Just click on it and go right to the link.
And if you got time, more the time and money, Andy can use some in-kind services. So you can talk to him if you like to cut grass or weed eat or fix things. Plumbing or carpentry, come on, give him a call.
I'll tell you what, CJ, stand by. Let me put this all together here.
Sure.
I've got a 1960 Ford military Jeep. It's very nice. And there's a sale price on it. Give me an email at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. And from that sale price, I will give $1,500 to Morningstar Ranch. So if you feel led to do that, it's great. You get a great product. And I will do what I say and give $1,500 to help a great cause. CJ, talk to me, buddy.
Yeah, the only announcement I have is Monday at 9 o'clock, especially if you're in Bell County. If you are in Bell County, the Bell County Commissioner's Court is meeting at 9 o'clock. To one of the agenda items is to ban guns in open meetings. We have a communist on the commissioner's court there that keeps bringing up this nonsense about banning statues and banning guns and all kinds of things. So if this is something that you're interested in, you know, the reason I tell people, especially even if you're in Milam County or a surrounding county, the laws apply to you when you go to any city you know, when you drive through there, the laws apply to you. So you have a right to speak at these county commissioners' court meetings, these city council meetings, and all that. So 9 o'clock at 101. Well, the county courthouse downtown in Belton. I know it's 101 something Central.
Main Street and Central.
Yeah.
Find it.
Yeah, Main Street and Central, and be there to make sure that I think they're going to vote in the right way, but they really need to hear from us. And other than that, if you you know, if you're in need of legal services, I do. Mostly, I don't specialize. I'm not allowed to say I specialize, but I focus on Second Amendment and self-defense issues, criminal defense, which I call innocent defense, employment law, and civil rights. So you can email me, cj@cjgrisham.com. Very easy to remember, cj@cjgrisham.com, and I'm just glad to be here every month with you, Matt.
Likewise. It goes both ways. All right, I've got about, I don't know, 6 minutes left here. So what I want to do is just have a small conversation, a quick conversation that leaves the most current thing on people's minds. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a nation that is a miracle from God. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Pillar of God. Picture a building, the pitched roof, the very top, left and right are the sides. The left support is the Constitution. The right support is the Bill of Rights. And the center one that holds up the roof line is the Pillar of God. This is a Christian nation. It was formed on that. If you truly are an American, you will understand that that is America's mission statement. It's it's okay, Colonel. Don't worry about it. It's the mission statement for this nation. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights, the Pillar of God. It allows you to promote your little special interest. But if you lose focus, if you get selfish, if you get conceited, if you get self-centered, and push your agenda and don't want to listen to anybody else, you have just countered or chipped away at those three pillars. You can't do that. You must preserve the golden goose, the goose that lays the golden eggs. You kill her, you slit her throat, no more eggs. That's it. It's over. It's done. And I'm not sure, maybe you guys can help me out here. There's that ark, you're at bondage, and you go all the way to prosperity, apathy, and all the way back to bondage again. That takes about 400 years. Do you really want to do that?
A little less than that. I think the cycle's less than that. But it, to go down, getting back is a big step. And I want to reiterate, we are a Christian nation. We were founded as a Christian nation. It's all over the buildings in Washington, D.C. We are being attacked by the CFR, the Council of Foreign Relations, which is a one world socialist government organization. And that is the root of a lot of our issues and the atheism. And then also the attacks on the Second Amendment are by the United Nations, which is also a socialist organization. And it's not that they're against weapons, it's that they want a monopoly on power. And that's so they can take us over.
So CFR, Trilateral Commission, Club of Rome, World Economic Forum, UN, look at all these. They've got a definite
Texas connection. Legislature.
And that's right. They are not run by the Republicans or Democrats. I don't know who's in control down there, but it's definitely not us.
You know, a guy from Saudi Arabia who was a Muslim said, my grandfather rode a camel. My father rode a truck. I ride in a Mercedes. My son will drive a Ferrari. His son will be back in a Mercedes, and my great-grandson will be back on a camel.
That's the arch of bondage to slavery.
That's it. That is it.
All right, now, Matt, Aaron's Gun Shop. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got a training session going on with a church security team today, and I get a lot of calls like that, especially when calamity hits. Don't wait for calamity to hit to call me. There's my mathematical formula. M plus M equals RT. Mindset plus mechanics equals response time. Mindset, really simple. Are you able to do the deed? Are you able to pull the trigger? Are you able to take a life if that's what it's called for? Are you? If you're not, stay home. Put the gun away. Because you're not going to be any good for yourself or anybody else. The mechanics. Do you know what you have in your hand, the firearm? Do you know how it works? Do you know how to get it up and running if it has a malfunction? Mechanics also goes for holster, belt, clothing. No purses. No purses. Sorry, ladies. No purses. No purses. Equals RT, response time.
Better say it to the fellas, too, now.
Yeah. Oh, dang. Andy, did you really have to go there?
Off of it for a second.
I'm off it now. Okay, so mindset plus mechanics equals RT. The response time. And CJ, I'm sure you can back me up on this, as anybody who's been in a situation. You may be engaged in a situation that could be 10, 15, 24 hours long. But when it comes time, it's going to end up being 4 seconds.
Yeah. Right. And if you don't have that training and that mechanical or that mindset and memory function, it's going to slow you down.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for the program. My seasoned spokes, I can't thank you enough. Listening audience, thank you. Sponsors, donators, thank you very much. Shelby, thank you very much. We're going to take a 1 week break. When we come back, we'll do it all over again. Until then, God bless. Keep your powder dry.